Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, November 25th, Thanksgiving Day. And it is also the season finale of the Slack is Talk podcast. So without a doubt, on this brand new epic edition of the Slack is Talk podcast, let's get it in. And welcome to a brand new episode here on the talk of the town now. I want to start off by saying happy Thanksgiving, man, to all my fans, all my listeners, my Dream Elite squad, my Vision for Kids, my TMF family. I just want to say happy holidays, man. Happy Thanksgiving, man. You know what I'm saying? We here. You know what I'm saying? The time is now. You know what I'm saying? The time is to enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? This is what we work for, man, to be able to eat good and celebrate. On today's show, we got a lot to celebrate, man. I mean, we got a lot to celebrate. It's the season finale of the Slack is Talk podcast. And I want to say it to make sure I'm clear, man. It's just the season finale. You know what I'm saying? It's not the final episode. It's just the season finale, meaning this is the last episode before we go into season 3, starting, you know, January 1st. And I mean, let's just stop for a minute and congratulate ourselves, man. We almost a year in on the Slack is Talk podcast already, man. Can you believe it? Like a whole year already, man. You know what I'm saying? I remember my first episode when we first started, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't it funny how time flies? Time just go by when you're having fun. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, man. It's been like this great being with y'all for this first year, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of memorable moments. You know what I'm saying? A lot of history already. And there's going to be a lot more to come. Definitely a lot more moments to come. Some quick announcements before we jump right in. Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now, Season 3, is going to be starting Tuesday, January 4th. You know, as you know, New Year's Day on this year is Saturday. It falls on a Saturday. So we'll be doing our show on January 4th this year. I will be taking the month of December off. I say that, but more than likely, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to do a special Christmas edition of the Slack is Talk podcast. You know how I do it. You know what I'm saying? I can't stay away from y'all for too long, you know, but I just want to tell y'all, man, y'all in good hands, man. I got some stuff going on. The Vision Live Network got some stuff going on. You in good hands. In the meantime, I want y'all to check out the Every Step of the Way podcast happening every Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, man, if you haven't caught them brothers already, man, them brothers is on it, man. You know, them guys is some clever, smart dudes, man. You know, if you ever was fortunate enough to tune into that podcast, you know what I'm talking about. If it's your first time this Wednesday, I guarantee you, you know, you tune in, you listen to the show, I guarantee that you're going to come out of it saying, you know what, I never looked at it like that. You know what I'm saying? Or I learned something different today. You know what I'm saying? I see a different approach. You know what I'm saying? You're going to walk out of it with something, you know, something that you didn't know. You know, you're going to be able to, like, look at things with a clearer mind. You're going to have a different aspect of life. And you're just going to overall, like, come out learning stuff. You know what I'm saying? Every time I listen to them, you know, I always learn something new. And it's just, like, very entertaining at the same time, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Every Step of the Way podcast, you know, Bible discussion group, them some together brothers, man. If you want to learn something, tune in Wednesday nights. On Mondays, we got the Raw and Uncut podcast hosted by Pastor Radden. And Same thing, man. If you want to learn something about, you know, he covers pretty much everything church life. You know what I'm saying? Everything, including the church. If you want to know anything, Pastor Radden has you covered, man. He goes into it. You know what I mean? He tells you all the in and outs, all the do's and don'ts. And he just puts it down and keeps it real. He gives it to you raw and uncut. You know what I'm saying? Exactly what the show says, man. You know, he doesn't hold back at all. Check him out on Mondays, 7 o'clock. Coming up on Tuesdays on Vision Live Radio, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have Catch a Vibe Ladies Night hosted by my boy DJ L Dollars. I definitely want y'all to check that out, man. He doing it for the ladies. You can catch DJ L Dollars on the ones and twos every Friday from 8 to 10, you know, on the Catch a Vibe show. And, you know, he'll also be doing it Tuesdays on Ladies Night. You know what I'm saying? Strictly for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody could tune in. You know how that go. You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ L Dollars. And just to, you know what I mean? Just to share the wealth. You know what I'm saying? And shine light on other projects and stuff like that. On the days that we do Lady Nights, I probably release my episodes on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? So all my fans, all my listeners, let me know how y'all feel about that, man. You know, I know y'all subscribed already. And as soon as I release a podcast, it automatically comes to the device. So, you know, to a lot of y'all, it don't matter. But if you're a person that look forward to hearing the Slackers Talk on Tuesdays, and it has to be Tuesday, let me know. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear that from y'all. You know what I mean? I want feedback. You know what I'm saying? This is what this show is about. I cater to y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's about y'all first. So do let me know. Like I said, you know, we're going to continue on January 4th. I'll probably be coming back to do a special Christmas edition. You know, also in January, you know, that's Martin Luther King month here on the Slackers Talk. You know, that's big for me. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King, that's my man. You know, I feel like he's not celebrated enough. So you could definitely look forward to that. You know what I'm saying? The new year, I plan on introducing y'all to some new people. You know what I'm saying? My TMF family, my business partners, you know, people inside that I work with on the Jason Slack brand. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely don't do it by myself, man. I got the best team in the world. You know what I'm saying? Also, I'm going to start interviewing some people, you know what I'm saying? So they could show you what they got going on, you know what I mean? So they could showcase their skills to the world and put their brand out there, you know what I'm saying? But overall, man, I'm proud to be here. I'm proud that, you know, we're coming up on 1 year, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of all my listeners and everything. And as proud as I am, you know, and thankful as I am and celebrating Thanksgiving and all that, unfortunately, you know, here on the Slackers Talk podcast, I have to cover some bad news, some tragic news. As y'all know, you know, this past week, rapper Young Dolph from Memphis was gunned down in his hometown in front of a cookie store this weekend. And, you know, It's sad, man. You know, it's sad. Anytime anybody die, it's always going to be sad. But for me, it's just extra sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the world coming to when, you know, you can't chill or be safe in your own hometown? You know what I'm saying? That kind of, you know, when you think of home, you like to think of a safe zone. You know what I'm saying? Like where you grew up at, you know, things that you know. You know what I'm saying? And he was only 36, you know, a successful black man, you know. Everything surrounding it is just messed up. You know, my kids, they were big fans of Young Dolph. You know what I'm saying? I could say that he had a aura about him, man. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that listened to me and has ever listened to me judge music, he had that quality. You know what I'm saying? He had that voice. You know what I'm saying? When Dolph rapped, like, you knew it was him. You know what I'm saying? You can't get him confused with nobody. And I know y'all heard me say that a lot. You know what I'm saying? Well, not a lot, because you can't say that about a lot of rappers. You know what I'm saying? You can only say that about certain people. But Dolph was one. You know what I'm saying? He had that voice. You can't get him mixed up with nobody. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big quality for me. You know what I'm saying? That means a lot. You know what I mean? But he passed away this past week. And I heard a lot of the circumstances surrounding it. You know, it's still been unsolved to this day. And I heard a lot of things surrounding it. And you know me, I heard the opportunity to be able to teach some lessons out of this. And first, I want to start off by talking about this beefing situation, man. Because a lot of it don't make sense, you know what I mean? A lot of it is like senseless and it don't make sense. The first thing artists have to understand about beefing with one another, and especially like if you living in the same state or same place, it's more than just you involved in this. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's just you and that's it. It's other people involved, man. Like your families are involved, your friends are involved. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of moving parts. It's a lot of other pieces to it than just you. Where, you know, you rap and you have money and you may be able to afford to move around and live in other places or live here, live there. Everybody in your family might not be as fortunate. Everybody, all your friends might not be that fortunate. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, these people have to live here and they have to be there. You know what I'm saying? Where you have problems at. You know what I'm saying? If you're beefing with somebody and something happens to you, now automatically people think that this person that you have beef with is the person that did this. So they might, you know, retaliate and do this to this person or this business, that person. You know what I'm saying? And it just escalates from there. And believe me, I'm from New York, man. So nobody knows this more than me. You know what I'm saying? I'm from a place where, in general, rappers don't get along with each other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the number one place that rappers don't get along with each other. So I'm not being a hypocrite. But if you live in the same hometown, somebody's going to bump into each other, man. You know what I mean? Somebody's going to be close by. You know what I mean? Can we get to a place where I understand that everybody's not going to get along with everybody? You know what I'm saying? It's just impossible. You know what I mean? Something's going to happen where somebody don't get along. You know, it's just going to happen. You know what I mean? Can we get to a place where instead of beefing, can y'all just like not say nothing to each other? You know what I mean? Can y'all just choose not to work with each other? You know what I mean? Like, let's start there. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like going to have an all-out war and stuff like that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know, somebody could be implemented in the crime and all that kind of stuff. Let's just like not say nothing to each other, not work with each other. Now, that brings me to the second thing. Again, especially if the two artists are from the same hometown. Think of your fans, man. Like, let's say, you know, your fans in your hometown. Think of all the people that like both artists in that hometown. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of people that like both artists, but they can't say it because y'all beefing with each other. They feel like if they got to choose a side, you know what I mean? Because they live on this side of the track, they can't listen to this over there. You know what I'm saying? They got to pick and choose. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, when you rap and when you make music, you're making music to make money. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? We in this to make money. You know, that's the bottom line. Ain't no way around that. We doing this to make money. Think of all the money. Think of the bag that you leaving on the table. You know what I'm saying? Think of all the good music that's getting left out there because y'all don't, you know, personal ego, this, that, and the third. Think of all the music that's being left on the table. Think of all the fans that like you, but they won't buy your record or listen to it because they live on the same side of town as the guy you beefing with. You know what I'm saying? They like you. They don't like you for reasons other than your music, which is the main thing we going for. You know what I'm saying? It just makes no sense. It reminds me of the Jeezy and Gucci Mane situation. You know what I'm saying? Both cats, good artists. Both cats getting paid. The bag was left on the table, man. You know what I'm saying? As much money as them two made, it could have been so much better if them two was, you know what I'm saying, making moves together, and they had structure, and they was available to each other's fan base. You know what I'm saying? The doors were open. You know what I mean? You know how many doors and situations got closed because of relationships and, you know, because you don't get along with this person, that person? There's plenty of doors that get closed just for that. You know what I'm saying? And it has nothing to do with music. You know what I'm saying? And the bottom line is music. So, like, why cut yourself off from getting the bag? You know what I'm saying? Which is all it's about. You know what I'm saying? Why do that? You know what I mean? It just don't add up. And my third and final lesson for the day, and it's an important one. You know what I'm saying? It's very important. You know me. You know what I'm going to say. This is for my Vision for Kids organization. This is for my Dream Elite squad especially. When you make a video, when you go live, when you say something on the internet, once that video is seen or heard or released, it's out there. You can't take it back. It's just like whatever I say on this podcast, once this episode is released, it's out there. You know what I'm saying? I can't take it back. People heard it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And I say that to say you got to be careful of the things that you say. If you get on here and start talking about you're going to do something to somebody and you're going to get this and get that, if you do that and then something turns around and really happens to that person, guess who's going to be the first person they look at? You. They're going to look at you. Now, just because you say you go do something, does that automatically mean you go do it? No, it doesn't. But if you say it, people are going to take that under consideration because you said it. Don't get on here and say things and then look surprised when people think that is you. Now, just be mindful, you know, we get on the internet and a lot of people use their platform to have fun. Some people, it's a business, you know, that's where they make their money at, you know what I mean? But if you on here, you know, just to have fun, just be mindful that there's a lot of people out here that take this stuff serious, man. You know, I know people that go do everything in life using Facebook. They just connect Facebook with everything. You know, they act as if Facebook was just around their whole life. You know what I'm saying? You never knew they was ever without Facebook. Believe it or not, even though I believe that it's illegal, if you go and you fill out a job application to work somewhere, they will interview you. And then after the interview is over, they'll go and they'll check your Facebook page or your Twitter account or anything, you know, social media related, just to see the type of stuff that you have posted on there. So this internet, this social media game is serious, man. Be very careful what you put on there because it could come back to bite you. You know, there's a lot of people that take this stuff literally, you know. You don't want to get on here and just say any old thing and, you know, it turn out, it goes left. You know what I'm saying? It turned out to be something you don't want it to be. That's all I'm saying. And in general, man, it's just a bad situation overall, man. A terrible situation. I just want to give my respect and my condolences to Young Dolph's entire family, man. The entire family, you know. May God be with them during this trying time. On another note, if y'all plan on going out shopping tonight, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Black Friday, you know what I mean? Y'all do this every year. Just remember, man, the same stuff that y'all see in the stores today, this stuff be in the stores every day, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be safe, man. Let's not be stupid. Let's not kill each other over something that's in the store every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's a store, it's shopping. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing particular. I don't want to hear somebody getting walked over. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear somebody getting stomped on, you know what I mean, for a gift that was here the whole year, every day, 365 days a year, that same gift is in the store. I don't want to hear about that, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be safe. And you know me, I want to end the show on a positive note. You know what I'm saying? I'm a claim it. You know what I'm saying? I always tell y'all to speak stuff into existence. You know what I mean? By the next time we link up, I plan on being a 9-time champion. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm claiming. By the next episode, I plan on being a 9-time championship coach. You know what I mean? I'm gonna make that happen. Until then, I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. Y'all be safe out there. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Thanksgiving. I want y'all to eat real good. If you're traveling today, have safe travels. If you're planning on shopping, definitely be safe. And just make sure everybody in the family good. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Once again, have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk more during the Christmas holiday. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.